There was a gold ring on it. Despite the fact that gold cannot corrode, it had nevertheless developed a patina.
"He left it to me when he was on his deathbed," said Nobby.
"Well, when I say left it,
did he say anything?"
"Well, yeah, he did say, 'Give it back, you little bugger, sir.' See, he had it on a string round his neck, sir, just like me. But it's not like a proper ring, sir. I'd have flogged it, but it's all I got to remember him by, except when the wind blows from the hub."
Vimes took the ring and rubbed it with a finger. It was a seal ring with a coat of arms on it. Age and wear and the immediate presence of the body of Corporal Nobbs had made it quite unreadable.
"You are Armigerous, Nobby."
Nobby nodded.
"But I got a special shampoo for it, sir."
Vimes sighed. He was an honest man. He'd always felt that was one of the biggest defects in his personality.
"When you've got a moment, nip along to the College of Heralds in Molly Mog Street, will you? Take this ring with you and say I sent you."
"Eh, it's all right, Nobby," said Vimes. "You won't get into trouble. Not as such."
"If you say so, sir."
"And you don't have to bother with the sir, Nobby."
"Yes, sir."